Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina. The Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota. And numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, it's Thoroughly Confusing Thursday. It's the ninth day of December 2021. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530, and then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 34 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 35 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. It's getting cold, and we're supposed to start having snow on Saturday, and I mean, by the time, day after day for about 4 or 5 days, and then supposed to accumulate 14 inches. I hope so, but I'll see it when I believe it, because they've said it before, and it ain't happening yet. Hopefully we will. Anyway, let's see what we're going to jump into here. Fossey, government may have to do things that are unpopular if reconciliarants, I don't know what the hell that means, reconsiderants won't voluntarily get, if you won't volunteer, we're going to have to fucking get rough with you, but it's voluntary. I mean, fuck you talk about throwing coercion out in your goddamn face. This is blatant. These son of a bitches should have been under arrest from day fucking one. At any rate, we'll get into that when we get back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then, Fossey, government may have to do things that are unpopular if recalcitrants won't voluntarily get vaxxed. This is from Information Liberation. It was sent in by Galen for discussion on From the Trenches, worldreport.com. And, you know,
I say do it.
Go ahead.
Sorry.
I say do it.
I say do it and do it now, you sons of bitches. I'm sick of all the threats. I know all of you are. Fucking quit threatening us. You fucking either do it or shut your fucking mouths and go away. At any rate, you know, that's that same old voluntary thing. I guess, you know, it's like the goddamn Bill of Rights. It's like they just cannot fucking read. They can't even understand what a goddamn word means. Voluntary means when you're voluntarily doing it of your own free will. If you won't do it of your own free will, we'll force you to. Then I guess it ain't fucking voluntary, is it? It's something that you're going to try and force on us in violation of our fucking absolute fucking law of December 15, 1791, ratified by we the fucking people, that says you have no fucking authority over us. You've never had authority over us. You come at us as fucking rogues. You come at us as fucking foreign fucking agents of a Zion fucking goddamn, what the hell's the word I'm looking for? Monarchy. And you can shove it in your ass. Anyways, this is from, there we get that. Back in September, White House Chief of Medical Advisor Anthony, you're a non-governmental, you're a non-elected son of a bitch, you're just another fella like fucking me that puts your pants on one fucking leg at a time, you little cocksucker, you will never bring me to my fucking knees. I may die in the fight, but by God, I will fight you. You will not violate my fucking rights. You will not violate the supreme law of this fucking land. You will not violate the people's absolute fucking jurisdictional authority over this fucking land, you little prick. Anthony Fauci threatened that the Biden regime, wouldn't we start using regimes and shit and words like that and czars and what might have you? You fucking pricks are all illegitimate. Your goddamn act of 1871 was a blatant violation of the 9th article of the People's fucking Bill of Rights. And you fucking know it. You have no jurisdictional authority over us. You never can as individual free sovereign nationals. So come on and bring it fucking on. Let's get this fucking shit over with so we can get back to living our lives. Or we can get buried and our grandchildren can get back to living their fucking lives and have a life. We have a pretty hardcore group of people that we're trying to persuade. You ain't don't know how fucking hardcore. And you ain't got shit that you have. I mean, you're lying about the fucking numbers you've got. You're lying out your fucking pie hole. You piece of shit. If you had so far, when we get up to 90% or 70%, see, we'll consider that fully vaccinated, and then 90%, and then, we got another variant. Fuck you and your fucking con. COVID-19 does not exist. COVID-19 does not exist. There's never been a study that isolated any fucking virus known as COVID-19. So shove it up your ass. And your fucking vaccine is a goddamn biological weapon designed to fucking depopulate the planet. We understand what's going on, okay? So cut it with the fucking threats and shit or get off the pot. We have a pretty hardcore group of people that aren't volunteering. They're not going to volunteer. So if you don't volunteer, we'll put a gun to your fucking head. Oh, really? I guess it ain't voluntary. I guess you don't know what that fucking word means either. Like the rest of the fucking Bill of Rights that you don't want to bring up, do you? Why don't you bring that up on your fucking TV screen and discuss it with somebody like me? Pretty hardcore group of people that we're trying to persuade them or mandate them if they're not persuaded. Well, that means if you don't volunteer, we're going to fucking force you. Then it ain't fucking voluntary. And everything you're doing like this shit with taking people's jobs away or, everybody that's a government contract, you are violating the fucking Bill of Rights. You son of a bitches, you cannot use our fucking goddamn resources to violate our fucking rights, corporation. We know what you are. You are illegitimate. You have no fucking authority over us. And you fuckers are in gross violation of the highest law in this goddamn land. The law of we the people. We the fucking people rule here, you motherfuckers. You've stuck your little shit in 12 to 20% of fucking communists and fascists. Fucking mixed up together. Fucking fighting over who's going to steal the last of our shit. And who's going to fucking kill us. Well, you know what? We've got our own fucking agenda. We're gonna enforce our fucking law and you're gonna go to the fucking gallows, you cocksuckers. Hardcore group, you better believe it. To get vaccinated, Fauci said. Fauci issued similar threats. Are you threatening me, you little punk bitch motherfucker? Imagine that little cocksucker coming up to you and saying, and fucking threatening you to your face. I guarantee he'd already be ready to hit the last one on his 911 balls. And he'd still get slapped flat of his fucking ass and be laying there in his own piss when his balls showed up. Fauci issued similar threats during an interview with MSNBC on Wednesday. I would prefer, I don't really care what you prefer, you faggot little motherfucker. How about that? You fucking come here to my goddamn house and you try to give me a fucking shot, you son of a bitch. I would prefer and you're talking for all, are you? Are you really? What about these goddamn hardcore group This hard, you're not talking for them, then it ain't all, is it, you phony son of a bitch? You think we can't see your fucking, you old communist propagandist motherfuckers, you goddamn goofy son of a bitches? See, where were we here? We would prefer, and we all would prefer that people, who's this fucking all? It can't be all if there's somebody that's fucking not going along with it, is there? No, it's just your 12 to 20%. I know you fucking communists would prefer that we killed ourselves so that we wouldn't be there to fucking shoot your ass out of our country for the violations of our fucking law that you have committed, the treason and sedition you have committed, the fucking war you have declared on our fucking absolute unalienable fucking law, fucking ratified by we the people, December 15, 1791, not like that fucking piece of shit constitution. You try to see, they attached that son of a, our Bill of Rights, which is already law. It didn't need to be attached to that goddamn constitution. They attached it because they this is what they thought they were going to try down the road. That's why that ninth article's there. So they can never fucking touch it. And if we're willing to fucking stand up like fucking men, with fucking backbone, and the women have plenty of backbone that are fucking, that'll stand against these son of a bitches. If we're willing to stand and enforce our law, which is a supreme superior law of this land, they can't fucking do shit but get fucking shot out of here or hung. Because they're all goddamn traitors, they're all guilty of sedition, they're all guilty of fucking treason. Let's see, where we were at all would prefer that people would be voluntary. see this fucking, do you think we're that fucking, no, I almost said it again, didn't I? I'm not going to say it. We're not that fucking stupid. And we know who you are and what you fucking are. You son of a bitch, you ain't going to get shit. Voluntarily getting vaccinated, but if they're not going to do that, sometimes you've got to do things. Well, what are you going to do, little bitch? Huh? What are you going to do? You ain't going to do nothing. It's always these little mealy-mouthed motherfuckers that 4 foot nothing couldn't whip the wind with a fistful of fucking hammers that are going to get you. You're going to get me, are you there, Fosse? You going to come for me? Or are you going to try and hire some balls to try and come for me? Whichever, get fucking on it, because we're sick of listening to your fucking threats. Sometimes you've got to do things that are unpopular. You're going to find out just how unfucking popular, motherfucker. When this goddamn, you know what's going to happen. Yeah, that's why you keep mealy-mouthing around. You won't step up to the fucking plate and go for it. Because you're going to get fucking slaughtered. And then you can send in your goddamn Chinese fucking United Nations troop and they'll get fucking slaughtered. This is our goddamn land. It's our fucking law and you're in violation of it. You're a fucking criminal. A fucking criminal guilty of high crimes. The high crime of fucking sedition. The high crime of treason. Getting vaccinated. But if they're not going to do that, sometimes you've got to do things that are unpopular. Really? But that clearly supersedes individual choices. See, so you don't supersede our nothing on our fucking Bill of Rights, you son of a bitch. That motherfucker is absolute fucking law. And we can enforce it as absolute fucking law. Because it is the only fucking law of this fucking land. It's ratified by we the people. It is our fucking, it is our strength. It is our guns. It is our goddamn absolute exclusive jurisdiction over your fucking sorry asses. You're not even, you aren't even the fucking legitimate fucking government. You are a fucking corporation. And no fucking corporation. Hey, Walmart, come down and fucking try and do it. I'll blow your Walmart ass out the goddamn door. You son of a bitches, you fucking try and force your goddamn corporate policies on us. Like Roman civil law. We'll do to you what we did to that fucking king back in 1775. You will get your fucking asses shot. Individual choices are directed predominantly at the communal good. Fosse said, tell you what, communists, this ain't a communist fucking country. This is a fucking republic with an emphasis on the rights of the individual, and there ain't a fucking thing you can do about it but go to war. You want to take it from us, you got to do it the same way we took it, with guns. You're going to have to find somebody who will fucking willing to fucking take the fucking bullets and fucking give the fucking bullets, to take and give the life, to fucking back your fucking little cheesy frog mouth, you little prick. Fosse said. Last year, Fauci brushed off the notion of mandatory vaccines because it's fucking unlawful. It is against the fucking law. You do not have jurisdictional authority over us to order us to do anything. And the only way you can get jurisdictional authority over an individual free sovereign national of this country is to go through the procedures in the fucking Bill of Rights, which is the common law for the fucking United States of these Americas. And you have to do it as an individual in your individual capacity, motherfucker. Bring it on. Vaccines, and said the government, quote, would never mandate them for any element of the general public. We're not general public, motherfucker. We're the owners. We're your fucking, you are not even legitimate. You are a running violation of our law. You are a criminal. And you will be prosecuted as a criminal. You will get your day in court, and it won't be a very long day because you put your fucking name to enough fucking treason. It should be about a 15-minute fucking trial. And we will ask the fucking jury to fucking hang your ass. Make no mistake about it. I don't see, and this is in brackets, a vaccine mandate. Well, you first thing, you ain't got a fucking vaccine. What you got is a biological fucking agent that's made to fucking depopulate this fucking planet, as you have written out on your Georgia Guidestones. On a national level, merely because of all the situations you have upon encroaching upon a person's freedom to make their own choice of their own health, and that is abso-fucking-lute, son of a bitch. It is codified in fucking lead and blood. Make no mistake about it. It'll stay that way. Fauci said during another interview, this son of a bitch, I mean, they created these fucking agencies in violation of our law. Every one of these agencies that created that claim that they have some kind of authority over us that surpasses our fucking protections under the fucking Bill of Rights, it's fucking flat out treason and sedition. That's all it can be called. And it won't be hard. I can convince fucking six prostitutes and six ditch diggers. That was tough to say. What you are. Go ahead.
Hey, you know what? I mean, I don't think, like, we normal people, I don't think we can get in the same mindset as these psycho freaks. I mean, think about it, man. They already had everything in the bag. I mean, they had, you know, most of the sheep food with the fake news, with the fake lies, with everything. I mean, they have all the money in the world. And these people don't want to do but two things to us, man, kill us and enslave us. If people can't see that, I mean, they'll never see it. How can you have everything, I mean, everything, and you want more like that?
You got to be sick in the head. There's no two fucking ways about it. And you know, the ironic part of what you just said is very correct, is they had everything. They owned the goddamn media. They owned every fucking thing, and still we're throwing our middle finger up, giving them the California salute, saying, fuck you. Motherfucker, we got something bigger. We got something badder. It's called the fucking Bill of Rights, and we have not only the fucking right, but the duty to enforce it to the letter of the fucking law that it is the written law of this fucking country. And it is goddamn ratified law. And it is the highest goddamn law. And you're
hey, Henry.
Go ahead.
Hey, I want you to think about this, man. Some of these pricks own islands, you know, but they are in the mindset of want to kill us with a vaccine, man. Now, if I own the island, you think I'm going to try to kill y'all, man? You think I'm going to try to kill someone? When you think about it, I mean, like we say, they have everything.
Yes.
They want us enslaved, and they want us dead. Well, you know what? Bring it, man. I mean, that's all I can say. Bring it.
That's it, man. It's the crown heads of Europe. It's the fucking elite. You know, they've said that they are the ruling class. It's ruling. You're not seeing what they want is what they had in the days of old. In the old world, you know, where you're a serf and you came in, and if you just looked wrong at one of the royalty, you know, a lord or even a fucking esquire or something, they'd have you beaten and put in the stock and, you know, just fucking, there's your fucking due process for you. And that's what they want back again. They have no balls, they have no spines, they can't fight their own fucking fight. They've never fought their own fucking fight. They're fucking Zionist fucking manipulators who have tricked absolutely fucking tripped through deceit, people to fucking kill each other by the fucking millions. And that's the fucking truth of it. World War II was a bullshit. It was total fucking bullshit. And fucking Franklin Delano Roosevelt came in on his fucking, third fucking unlawful term with the slogan, "We will not send our boys across the water to fight somebody else's war unless we're ordered to by the Queen, who still considers this her colony. Hey, fat little bitch, it's your fucking colony. You better get the fuck over here and get to enforcing this shit, because people are starting to fucking laugh at you. Starting to laugh at your fucking plight. I gotta believe the people over in England want to string your ass up too. You dirty fucking whore. That's gotta really eat them, Dion. Think about it. There's a couple of fellas like me and you calling them fucking dirty fucking whore to the fucking Queen. The mighty Queen. She's nothing. You, all the fucking, the whole elite. They're nothing. They are fucking nothing. With half the our number, all of the elite put together, fucking, we go out, not even half, with a quarter their number, we go out there and beat the fucking shit right out of them. They know it. They have to hire their fucking balls. That should tell the story to everyone. They really stand up there like Blumenthal with a, give you a mean look, or that phony little fucking, I don't want to talk about Joe Biden, he's a fucking deadhead. Stand up there with that mean look, give you a mean look, and say, "You're gonna do this. You're gonna really, motherfucker? You've never stood up to a real man, have you? You've never stood in a real man's fucking face and gotten a real man's fucking face, have you? You haven't had your, my dad would say, they haven't had their nose broken yet. Because you don't talk that kind of fucking shit unless you can back it with your own fucking mouth. I'll back my fucking, my mouth with my own fucking fists, my fucking knives, my fucking guns, whatever I have to. I don't need somebody else to back my fucking mouth. I just need the rest of the fucking population that are free, individual, sovereign nationals to do the goddamn same at every instant. That's all I need. That's all any of us need from one another, is just to fucking stand up for your rights. When you stand up for your rights, you stand up for my rights. When I stand up for my rights, I stand up for your rights. And I have stood up for your rights. Believe me. Go ahead.
Hey, you know, you're 100% right. You know, on April 19, 1775, you know, that right there was a revolutionary, you know, shot. If you just think about the time point, and, you know, and you look over these little 200-something odd years that the world has really known freedom because of what those guys did back then, and you're 100% right. They want that total control. They want that Braveheart, what's on the movie Braveheart.
Yep.
You know, they want that back where they can come and grab you or grab your wife or, you know, do whatever they want to do to people. They want that total control.
There are a bunch of little pussies that have been pushed down on the playground. Got pushed down on the playground. That's who's all the little communists going along with this. And they never did face their fucking bully. They never did face their fucking fears. So they think that, well, we'll you know, through mammon, and this is all done through mammon. That's their fucking weapon. That's their weapon that they use, is mammon. It's our numbers against our wealth that they have stolen from us, that they're going to try and buy fucking mercenaries with to fucking destroy us with our own fucking money. Even if they fucking, you know, you use portions, if a portion of the military actually fucking follows the fucking communist fucking commands, that'll be our own goddamn people, our own, just like the first time they invaded this fucking continent. And just like with the Indians, they came and they got a beachhead, and then they used the resources that they were stealing along the way to defeat the fucking Aborigines that fucking lived here. They did it with the help of many of the Aborigines, many of the Indians. They took, because they would kill each other for the fucking assholes that were taking the country from all of them. They were too fucking arrogant, I guess would be the only word. There were a couple of times that, different chiefs like fucking Tecumseh and fucking, what the hell was his name? The Lakota chief, Red Cloud. That they actually, you know, Red Cloud, they burned forts down the Bozeman Trail. They shut that son of a bitch down. And Tecumseh might have succeeded, but he had a retarded fucking brother that he was using as a front man that fucked him over, or he might have got enough tribes united to fucking push the the invaders out of this fucking country back then. But you think the thing is, what you got to remember is before we the Europeans came to this country, before the any European came to this country, the population of this fucking country, of the United States of these Americas, the 50 states, was far more than the population of all of Europe. And when they came, they didn't just come and just like attack, you know, they did it like these fucking weasels here. This is how they've been doing it all the fucking long. What did they come with? They sent little boxes. I mean, like little wooden boxes with little presents in it. You know, be some shiny, fucking some shiny beads and maybe a silver pipe and some little squares of fucking cloth to show them what, you know, trade goods they had. And on the, see, everybody thinks when they gave the Indians the goddamn smallpox blankets, they gave them the blankets, you know, covered. No, little chunks of blankets. This is before the invasion even began. They came over here and they fucking distributed this out and they wiped out whole fucking goddamn peoples. I mean, fucking genocide, because they wiped out whole peoples that were separate fucking peoples. It'd be like wiping out all the Mexicans or all the fucking Chinese or all the fucking Americans. They wiped out fucking whole tribes with just the smallpox. And they did a lot of them. Enough until they felt comfortable to come over here and start fucking pushing the goddamn poor people. To go, the poor people, you know, you're a serf over there. You think the Indians are getting treated like shit. They're getting killed. But so are the fucking serfs over there in fucking England. I mean, you talk about being treated like you were fucking a slave for all intents and purposes. And so they decided these companies, these contractors, because they talk about the Mayfair flower. Pat, go ahead.
Hey, I got something to say on that. You remember how you said, like, the serfs were treated? You know, I was reading in, it was a book. I can't remember the book. It was about maybe like 3 years ago. But even in England, if you didn't have £1 in your pocket, they could have just grabbed you off the street and sold you into servitude.
Oh, absolutely. Well, you know, everybody, all these states' rights, sons of bitches. I don't want no state over me. I'm an individual, free sovereign. I'll govern myself. If another sovereign has a problem, we will go to our common law court peaceably, and we will settle our differences with 12 of our fucking brethren. Who will weigh my right against your right and come up with a fucking just decision, and I will accept it, and whoever my opponent is will accept it because it's honest and it's the goddamn truth. But the poor people that had to come over here, that's why they came, to escape that. And the Church of England fucking dictating that it was all right for them to fucking toil their lives away for barely enough for their children to starve to death on. That's if the king didn't want to fucking come to their fucking where they were working his fucking estate and say, all you serfs, you get together and we're forming up an army. We're going to go attack so I can get some more land. I'm going to go take the land from the next guy. And that next guy over, he's going to go out there and get all of his fucking serfs. And whoever has the most serfs left after the fucking killing's done, well, then that lord gets the fucking property. That's what the fuck they had us reduced to. That's what they want again, guys. That's why you see this thing, everything seems to be going backwards. I mean, as far as goddamn humanity is concerned. I mean, fuck, wanting to call women men, women. I mean, what the fuck? It's what like that old Romanian woman told me. I mean, I talked to that lady for quite a little while that day. And she told the whole fucking story, and she told how empowered she felt. And I see it today. I see it happening today. You know, it's a odd thing, you know, because we are fucking creature. We are fucking human. That's all I can tell you. And the bottom line is, you know, they said the woman sits there, and the woman that don't want to be a woman is what I don't understand. You know, I mean, I'm a man. I want to be a fucking man. I mean, that's what I was fucking created to be. I was created to work with my hands, and the man was the warrior that fucking protected the women and the children and the old people. And the women fucking, they made the house. I mean, they were it was their house, you know. They raised the kids, and the dad, when he wasn't working his ass off to make sure there was a roof over their head and food in their bellies, They raised their children, and they raised them right. They raised them with morality. They raised them with decency. They raised them to care about one another and to care about liberty and freedom. They taught them what it was about. We have a couple of generations now that haven't even been taught what fucking liberty and freedom is, let alone the fact that they have the fucking absolute right to it, that they have the jurisdictional authority to kick anybody's ass out of here or shoot the motherfuckers out of here if they try to take that goddamn absolute fucking liberty away from them. Anyway, we'll talk about this when we get back.
Love's like a road that you travel on. There's one day and the next day gone. Sometimes you bend, sometimes you stand, sometimes you turn your back to the wind. There's a world outside the darkened door where blues won't haunt you anymore. With a brave heart, free lover's soul, come ride with me to the distant shore. We won't hesitate. Break down the garden gate. There's not much time left today.
Life is a highway. I won't ride it all night long. If you're going my way, I want to drive it all night long.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button, or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:39 Pacific time, and that was Kid Rock with Podunk. And I used to live in such bliss in this little Podunk until the goddamn invaders came and fucking destroyed everything that I fucking held sacred and left a fucking pile of shit in their wake. That they like living in the shit until it gets to where it's stinking too much at their own fucking castle. And then they'll move to the next fucking place and destroy it. You know who I'm talking to there, you crawly motherfuckers. Anyways, what else we got here? EU wants to abolish Nuremberg Code, reconstitute medical fascism with forced COVID vaccination. This is from Fascism News. It was sent in by Misty for discussion on From the Trenches, worldreport.com. And see, everybody kept bringing this Nuremberg thing up. It fucking don't mean shit. And it don't mean shit because there is no law, international or otherwise. The only fucking law there is for we American nationals is that fucking Bill of Rights. That is the common law for our people. It contains all the maximums and it contains the procedures to come to a just verdict in any fucking instance on any fucking subject. Plain and simple. And it was ratified by we the people, December 15, 1791. It is the law of this fucking land and this goddamn unlawful corporation and all the unlawful incorporations underneath them are in gross violation of that absolute fucking law. And all we have to do is enforce it and it all goes away. They go away. Anyway, let's see what this fucking shit is. It's about to be a very dark winter, really, for Europe and probably the rest of the world, too. Ooh, that's that United Nations. What, UN, you're going to come fucking over here with some blue helmets for us to shoot at, you motherfuckers? Because you're not going to violate our rights. Now that European Union has decided to impose, well, that's another word, impose total medical fascism on Europeans. Well, I reckon if the Europeans allow it, they will. I mean, they're not going to show it on the stupid box that I quit watching. I won't even watch it. It's just made to fucking aggravate the situation and just threat. Fuck you. I've heard all your threats. I don't really give a shit about them. Get on it. As we reported, reptilian European Commission head Ursula von der Leyen is talking about forcing Wuhan coronavirus, COVID-19 doesn't exist, vaccines, it's not a vaccine, it's a fucking biological kill agent, and it's not a vaccine, it's a biological kill agent, it's not a vaccine, it's a biological kill agent, on all of Europe, which some are calling a reconstitution of the 1940s, medical fascism, and the abolishment of the Nuremberg Code. See, that's why you can't never let them, that's why this government, when we allowed this government to fucking exist, you know, it's supposed to be by consent. And that's why, you know, like the Heller decision, Washington, you know, they have nothing to say about it. And you can't never, I don't care if it's something like, we're going to have constitutional carry. We just passed a local ordinance. That local ordinance is meaningless. You already have it. They're playing games with you. They want you to accept that they're the ones that can tell you what you can do. And they're not. They never have been. We are autonomous. That is self-rule. But see, every time somebody fucking applauds one of these decisions, that, oh yeah, now that we're getting a constitutional carry, well, you already had it, you dumb fuck. Now, all you're doing is right now is putting forth the notion that they have some fucking say in it, and they don't. They never have. If they can say yes, they can say no. Like right here, right now. They did that in Nuremberg. Everybody kept, you know, sending the Nuremberg code into the site and everything, and fucking, I'm putting that shit up. I know what it fucking is. I know it's just like the rest of the international law. The fucking Jews over there on the Gaza Strip dropping goddamn phosphorus bombs and burning, I mean, I've seen burning little children, burning through their fucking bodies. And that's a violation of the goddamn, the other goddamn stupid ass agreement that means nothing. I ain't gonna think of it. But it doesn't matter. The bottom line is the law is not enforced upon the fucking Israelis. They routinely cross borders, bomb fucking other countries without a declaration of fucking war. They do it, I mean, or they have their United States fucking lapdogs do it. It's just like the attack
on Nuremberg?
Nuremberg. Yeah, the Nuremberg. Nuremberg. No, that wasn't it. What is it, you know? Damn it. On Red Dawn, the guy talks.
Yeah, the Geneva Convention.
There you go. Thank you so much, sir. The Geneva Convention. Yes, sir. Which is not binding, by the way, to we American nationals. I think you better understand that too, you communist fascist motherfuckers. Because when that was signed by a corporation that was unlawfully created that had no authority to fucking speak for we the people. Zero authority. In fact, they were in violation of the law creating the fucking corporation. They've been in violation of the law. Every paper that's been signed under that corporate fucking veil called the United States Corporation, Title 28, Definition 15, is fucking, it's a fraud. It ain't worth the paper it's written on. There is no statute of limitations. And the fucking, if the fucking base that's supposed to be the authority for any fucking contract or any fucking goddamn law is fucking usurped, then, I mean, you're not operating. You do not have, you don't, I mean, they try to act, this is constitutional, this ain't constitutional. None of it's constitutional. Because you removed the fucking constitution, it couldn't be there to start with, not to mention it violates that other fucking document that never should have been joined with that document of subject matter. Because you see, the Constitution, the subject matter in the Constitution is about government authority. What can the government do? What authority are we giving them? Are we, because it was all granted authority, supposedly. Now they are doing things to us that we cannot do to each other. So therefore, we could never have that authority to grant to them, which shows that they are rogue. Not to mention the Act of 1871, where they just declared, it's a corporation. Oh, really? And then they wrote the 14th Amendment, which said that we are fucking subjects to that corporation at every fucking level. Well, no, we're not. Because we have a higher law. We have the highest law in this land. It's called the fucking Bill of Rights. And it is the common law of we the people. It is our autonomy. And we do have the right, not only the right, but the duty to fucking enforce it with fucking deadly force, as you have removed the peaceful means of the common law courts. It's that fucking simple, guys. You got the choice. You can have the goddamn 14th Amendment, and you can have fucking slavery. You'll be a slave. Or you can have the Bill of Rights, and you can be free and at liberty. And live with autonomy. Without any fucking government motherfuckers. I'm from the fucking government. I'm driving a brand new car that I bought with money I stole from you, and I'm here to fuck with you. And we're here with the government to fuck with you. What else do they fucking do? I mean, you got your border. What are we paying that border patrol for, by the way? What the fuck are they? See, a border patrol, they're supposed to guard the border and not nobody across that isn't authorized to come in. But they're not doing that, are they? They're all going out there and they're picking them, carrying them in their fucking arms, carrying them across the fucking border. They are goddamn as accomplices to fucking crime. Their job is to fucking aid in invasion of this fucking country. By definition of the English language. By definition of logic. And we're paying them to do it. Well, it's just like the Indians, man. They got, you know, they paid for their own fucking destruction too. You know, Russell Means, he said it before he died. He said, we're all the fucking Indians this time. Are we going to be stupid again? Are we going to allow ourselves to be divided by petty fucking differences? If we get that Bill of Rights, people, if we fucking get that fucker enforced, nobody's better than nobody else and everybody has the autonomy. Everybody. And it's an even playing field. That's what they've never fucking wanted. And just like them thinking they can give our land away or sell our fucking land to foreign countries without first taking it away from us through the fucking due process of the law we are fucking guaranteed. That's the fucking glitch they can't get past. They want that fucking Bill of Rights gone. They want the procedural due process gone. We didn't, instead of the procedural due process, we're going to have this guy named Fossey, who ain't never been elected as even dog catcher, and he's going to order the whole fucking country do what to do. Really think so? I don't. You ain't going to fucking order me. Anyway, here's this bitch here, you know, fascism force, and you know, everybody kept, like I said, kept sending this in, and you know, everybody should know this Nuremberg Code thing, this Nuremberg, well, you know what happens when you fucking use their fucking legal ease and then turn it on them? Well, they just take it and they just remove it. They wrote it, they can take it away. It ain't like it was ratified by the people of the fucking world. It couldn't have been ratified by we Americans. Because by the time the Nuremberg Code was written, we were fucking under the occupation of a fucking foreign corporation led by the Zionist fucking Jews. Plain and simple. It's not binding to us one way or the other. The only thing, the law that is binding in this country is that goddamn Bill of Rights. Ursula, let's see, would we get that, get all that? Ursula von der, as we reported, reptilian European Commission Health Commission head Ursula von der Leyen is talking about forcing Wuhan coronavirus, it doesn't exist, on all of Europe. And, you know, an abolishment of the Nuremberg Code. Well, that's what you have to, oh, there's a code that says we can't abolish it. Well, we just did it by just writing it down on a piece of paper. That's how it was created. We'll just tear that piece of paper up. Tell you what, you can tear up all your paper you want. You try tearing up our fucking paper, our fucking Bill of Rights. Well, we got that at the barrel of a gun, kids. That wasn't something that was just sitting around with a big group of fucking elites and they decided to write it down to make it look like what they were doing to Germany was fucking legitimate. Ursula's husband.
Hey, Henry?
Yes, sir.
Hey, I got something for you. The same one who's doing this crap to you right now is the same one that wrote the Nuremberg Codes.
Yes, sir. That's
and
the you're
gonna,
right.
And you're going to be going into their courts.
No, I'm not. I will not. Will you?
Not at all.
All right. I guess, like I said, these motherfuckers are 12 to 20%. Of the total fucking population, they know it. That's why all they could do is just keep screaming threats at us. And they ain't got a majority of the people. And a lot of the people who took the one jab, and I know a lot of people that took the one jab, they are hell-bent that they will never take another fucking jab of any kind from any motherfucking goddamn medical fucking professionals or so-called fucking pharmaceutical company. It made them so goddamn sick and made the people around them get fucking sick. And they understand it. We understand what you did here. See, when you're poisoned that you give us for your false, phony, doesn't exist COVID-19, when you get that in the arms of people, when they start shedding it, then people do get sick. They get real fucking sick. It can kill you. And that's how you are trying to kill off the population and act like, well, it's just because then people won't take the kill shot. Oh, you think you can play that fucking game? Let's rock. Ursula's husband, it's Hiko, by the way, is the director of the United States-based biotechnology company, Orgenus, Orgenesis, you know, I'm trying to find the right way to say it. Oh, he's a eugenics motherfucker, that's what he is, which just so happened to specialize in medical research that involves cell and gene therapies. So, I mean, like, we don't know that all these motherfuckers shit through the same hole. They're all part of the fucking same international corporate mafia. And they'll fucking pretend like they're against each other and they play the phony left against the phony fucking right and the people are too stupid to read at a third grade level and see that they run the goddamn joint and throw all these motherfuckers out and you don't gotta listen to nobody's shit. Nobody gets to tell you what to do. In other words, Ursula and her husband get filthy rich the more injections are jammed into people's bodies against their will if necessary. And now Ursula is planning a major expansion of her bank account with a proposed mandatory jabs for all of Europe. I wonder how all of Europe's going to take that. All of Europe, you're talking a pretty good sizable population of fucking people that you're going to do this to, really? Do you think you're going to do it? We'll see. Mr. Hiko von der Leyen, I guess it is, organizes the scientific experiments, and then his wife Ursula advocates for forced vaccinations for all citizens within the European Union and the removal of the prohibitive Nuremberg Code, reported Sundance from the conservative treehouse. Well, it's never fucking been there. I told everybody when they tried bringing it up, we forget about international fucking law. There's never been and never will be.
Henry.
Yes, sir.
I guess it's going to be mandatory for the Europeans, but all the illegals that they pumped into the country, they're exempt.
Oh, well, of course. Why, are you kidding me? Yeah, they're getting them pumped in there just like here. I mean, it's a kill. I mean, it's made to kill people, and the COVID's just the goddamn it's the beginning zero, because there's never been an isolation study that ever showed anything called COVID-19. They fucking know it as well as we do. So when you come with your variants, you got 0 plus 0. You come with 10 fucking variants, you got 0 plus 10 zeros, makes it still a zero. It ain't going to fucking fly. Not when people are watching other people around them take your fucking shot and then get other people sick. And there are people out there that are researching this shit every fucking day. And they're showing that the goddamn fact is that the people that are getting the shot are the ones that are causing the people who didn't get the shot to get violently fucking ill, because it's shedding off of them onto the unvaccinated people. And it's the shedding is actually worse than taking the fucking shot itself. So I mean what a plan, you know. I always wondered, how will they separate who they want to keep with who they want to throw away? Well, it's just which one they stuck in your fucking arm. They stick saline in your arm and they keep you away from all the fucking vaccinated people, you're going to live. They stick the fucking death shot in you, and you and everybody you come in contact with is going to die. And yeah, you can say, well, there's a lot of people who ain't died or whatever. And yeah, goddamn, how long has it been since January? And I think they said 160,000 people have been fucking killed in this country alone by the fucking shot. And, you know, you see something that's for a fucking runny nose or dry eyes on TV, and there's a list of side effects. They have to tell you everything. They have to tell you every side effect to it. But not this goddamn, this gene therapy shit. They don't have to tell you nothing about that, except that it's voluntary. And if you don't volunteer, we're going to coerce you. We're going to threaten you. We'll kill you. We should all be killed, guys. Well, why don't you fucking do it? Why don't you just fucking do it? I don't get it. You've got all you got, and you think you fucking know it. This shit's just going to keep going downhill, and sooner or later, you're going to end up in a common law court facing fucking six whores and six fucking ditch diggers that fucking each one of them lost somebody to your fucking goddamn diabolical plan, like Binky in the Brain, to take over the world. Not today, I'm going to take over the world. And as Dion was talking about earlier, man, what you sick son of a bitches. It's because they're bored. I mean, goddamn, when you have enough wealth until you can buy any material object on the fucking earth that you fucking want, and you can even fuck, you can hire prostitutes, but that ain't good enough. You want to own people. You want to torture. You're like you want to take and just torture them, you know, cut them and do things to them. That's the only way you can get, any feeling in your body. Your spirit is fucking dead. So the only way that you can get any kind of fucking feeling is to do something off the fucking charts. Something so taboo that it's fucking unthinkable. I mean, that's the point it's come to. And it's come gradually from the thin edge of that wedge to the thick edge of that wedge. It has happened in increments. But they have reached the point of the fucking just, you know, destroying people's lives and, you know, fucking impoverishing countries and watching fucking little kids die of starvation. It's just not good enough. They want to be, they want the old days back when they can just, you know, you come before the king. You come before the king and right there he has his fucking, one of his esquires with, or one of his knights with a fucking, great big battle axe and a fucking stump sitting there. And you plead and beg to him, well, I'll try to give you more. I'll try to give you more. Well, and he's drinking fucking wine and shitting in his pants and sitting there stinking so bad that you fucking gagging on it. You're trying not to puke and I'll cut his head off. And it's okay, and it gets done, and it's all right because God wanted it that way, or it wouldn't have happened that way, huh? Now, these sick motherfuckers have gone off the edge, and if that's what your God wants, I got to question his fucking motives, don't you? At any rate, guys, I guess we've done enough damage today, so we'll say we'll be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern, for another broadcast of The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And until then, man, just like think about what Dion said. I mean, these are people who could have anything in this world they fucking want, and what they want is you as their slave. What's wrong with them? It's a mental illness. You talk about COVID-19, that's what COVID-19 should be, the mental illness that they're fucking suffering from. And that is The Word from the Trenches.